Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Chwaba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Thursday evening, Thursday edition of Nightlights. Sometimes that's the best edition, is the Thursday edition of Nightlight. So it is great to have you here. We're broadcasting statewide all over this beautiful state of Wisconsin as the last few days of summer actually are upon us, even though it doesn't really feel like summer anymore. We're broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, a beautiful city deck landing from our WGBW studios. And I hope, however your day went, I hope joining the show tonight that you find a little bit of an escape. We can talk some movies, some TV. We're going to talk some music tonight, a little bit of comedy, and we'll talk popcorn. It's our popcorn pick of the week tonight. That's at 6:35. We'll be joined by Thomas from Sandy's Popper, all the way from beautiful Kenosha, Wisconsin. So Thomas will join us. We'll talk about their product a little bit. They're a big operation there in Kenosha. And I'm excited to discuss their product with Thomas and find a movie that he recommends that we can do. It's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then at 7:05, this is kind of fun. I as I mentioned earlier in the week, I was a judge. I went to Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc. And I judged a costume contest for little kids and then one for adults. It was a lot of fun. People, like, love Sputnik Fest there. They dress up. And even the people that weren't in costumes were dressed up like aliens and just walking around and eating food and dancing. They had music. And it's right by the RAR Art Museum in Manitowoc. That's where this piece of Sputnik, the Russian satellite, fell in 1962. Right on the street, made a big hole in the street. A smoldering mass that weighed 20 pounds, happened to fall right in front of an art museum. Conspiracy theorists will have their talks about that, but that is what happened. It's fact. And it was fun. They have a festival every year. It was voted like one of the most quirky festivals in America, one of the top five quirkiest festivals. And they've been doing it for years. I went down there representing Civic Media to judge a contest, and it was fun. And I met Jenna Watkins, who is Miss Harbor Cities. She was there as one of the judges. Also, we got to talking. There's another guy there named Craig from the local country radio station, who was a great guy. The three of us hung out a little bit. And I invited Jenna to come on the show. She has issues that are very personal to her that she wants to discuss and that she has made kind of her mission as Miss Harbor Cities. And we'll get some clarification on exactly what Miss Harbor Cities is and what she's done in her position. So she will join us at 7:05, and then at 7:35, Al Petrelli will be here from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Very cool stuff. We'll talk to Al. I gotta be honest, he's like the guitarist, and you know, I gotta talk to him because when I first heard TSO, as it's known, it didn't sound Christmassy to me. And then someone says, "No, that's Christmas music." I'm like, "What?" And then all of a sudden, it did sound like, it's like they add something to it. It's like this hard-driving rock. And I'm sure you all have heard it by now. They've been around for like 25 years. But Al is the music director for TSO and the guitarist. So it'll be fun to talk about Al and just how the group has changed over the years. I mean, they are a big deal. They were started, I think, in 1997 by a guy named Paul O'Neill, who was inspired on a trip to Russia. So it'll be fun to talk to Al. He's here at 7:35 on Nightlight tonight. And I have to do, before I go any farther, I have to give a shout out. It's my wife's birthday today, Mary. She turns said years old.
I was going to say, don't say it.
Yeah, jump in anytime and save me. she's 29 tonight. But it's great. Happy birthday, Mayor. I know you had a great day, and we have a celebration planned for later after the show, too. We're going to have some cake, take a walk by the water. It'll be a lot of fun. And then if she's lucky, maybe something after that. We'll see how she plays her cards.
Yeah, is it a little awkward that her birthday is also your ex-girlfriend's birthday?
Yeah, she and Sydney Sweeney do share a birthday. That's kind of, it was awkward at first. I think Mary's gotten past it. She understands Sydney is part of my past. And we're going to go to the archives again. We did this with Taylor Swift when I interviewed Taylor Swift years ago. I have some phone messages that I swapped with Sydney Sweeney. It was not a pretty breakup, but she's a sweetheart. Anyway, we'll get to that. We'll probably play those next week. So you're going to want to hear that. But Mary is the girl for me. She turns said years old today. And happy birthday, hon. We're going to talk about birthdays too, because my son's birthday was Monday and it's a big week. Whenever you have like multiple occasions in one week, your head just kind of spins. It's like, you can't keep up with everything. And Conrad, you came up with the question of the night. So let's get that out there before we start our birthday talk.
Yeah.
What inspired you for that question?
Well, last night I watched The Goonies.
Right.
That's right. And I just was thinking like, you know, does this movie deserve a sequel? I think so.
Absolutely.
But it should have happened a lot earlier, not when they're 60.
Maybe don't wait 40 years.
So the question is, what is a movie that deserves a sequel?
I guarantee you, The Goonies will be less cute.
Yeah, that's
in this
for sure.
Upcoming. And Sloth isn't even around. John Matuszak died years ago. I'm sure we've lost other cast members.
The mom.
The mom, right.
But I think both of the brothers are still, they're still alive.
Joey Pants, he's still around, yeah. I'm really curious to see what they do. I met the kid who played Chunk is now an entertainment lawyer.
Yeah.
And I worked on a show called Sports Soup, and the head writer, it was his lawyer. So he comes in, and the head writer, John Moore, who's a great guy, says, "This is my lawyer, Jeff Cohen." I think his name's Jeff Cohen. And he says, "Oh, he was Chunk in The Goonies." And then you look closer at him, you're like, "Oh, yeah, I could see that." You don't hear about that very often. Usually, when you're an actor, you just try to keep that going, and you go away. Rarely have I seen actors segue as to, like, agents or managers or – actually, I've seen it to managerial positions, but not agents, not lawyers. That's impressive that the guy went to law school after being in a hit film. So, anyway, that'll be interesting to see what they do with The Goonies. And, yeah, that is our question of the night. What movie that doesn't have a sequel do you think should have one? And I'm going to have to – and not a remake. That does not count. What movie does not have a sequel? And I talked about this, and this is weird, but I told my wife what the question is tonight, because I was trying to think of a question, and then I saw your message, and we both at the same time said The Outsiders.
Ah, okay.
So that would be a good one. And I like the movie was good. You know, it's a good book, good movie. I would love to see, I take that back. I would have loved to have seen what they did 30 years ago with a sequel. You don't want to see The Outsiders as like 60, 70-year-old men. But that would have been a good one. What about you?
See, I was thinking about this, and I don't know if people would agree with this, because
this isn't going to get you in trouble.
No. A lot of people do not like this movie.
Okay.
But actually, it's like my guilty pleasure movie, because I've seen so much hate for it.
Happy Gilmore.
Rotten Tomatoes does not like the movie. I think the Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds should have got a sequel. But instead, everyone was like, yeah, this movie sucks. But I like it.
You know, that doesn't stop them from making sequels either. A movie sucking, and I'm not saying it sucks. I haven't seen it, but it may very well suck. But if it did well at the box office, that doesn't keep them from making sequels.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong.
And you could still make one. Ryan Reynolds is still spry.
HBO Max ordered a show now for it, so there's like, it's dead now. That's never going to get one.
I don't know. They could still, I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, that's a good one. But let us know what you think. What's a movie that should have a sequel that doesn't? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know. And I will read your text on the air. And if you want to watch Nightlight with Peach Wabba, if you want to watch the radio, how do they do that, Conrad?
Yeah, we're on YouTube, WGBW, or Civic Media, and on Twitter, or X, WGBW, Civic Media.
If you're there, give us a like or a shout out somehow. We love to hear from you. We love to get likes or follows or whatever. Is our Facebook stream back up?
It is not.
It is not. Okay.
But if you're on YouTube or X, definitely leave a comment for the question of the night.
Fantastic. So like I said, it is, birthdays kind of perplex me. Everyone always says, oh, don't make a big deal. Don't make a big deal about it. It's not that big a deal. And then you wake up and if people don't make a big deal about it, you're kind of hurt and you start to resent your family.
Yeah.
And so it's strange. Like I've been married for over 2 decades and how do you top every year? And my wife is very low maintenance. She doesn't expect a lot of pomp and circumstance, you know, but that makes me want to do a better job, you know, because she doesn't expect it. But like my son's birthday was Monday. I mean, he doesn't live at home anymore. I don't know what to do. Like you do a phone call. We sent him a gift. But I feel like I never celebrate people quite enough, the people I love anyway, when it's their birthday. What do you do, Conrad, for your folks? They don't live close by.
Oh, I call them. I give them a call and wish them a happy birthday and then have a good conversation.
Okay. So the bar is low, is what I'm hearing. Do you send a card or anything?
No, I don't remember the last time I even sent a card.
No, I don't either. I get them. So my wife, like she woke up to a card today. We sent my son one, but all the people that are really close to me are pretty close in proximity to me. So I don't do cards either. I can't do it. I don't have the mental capacity to remember a birthday outside of like 10 people.
Definitely. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. And I can't go to the store and get a card. And if I'm at the store and I think to buy a card, I'll buy a card, but I never think to buy a card.
The last couple of times I've bought in cards were not like, it was like my brother and I both went in on it. So I was like, you like this one? I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Wait, you both sprung for the same card? Would you Venmo him $1.12? Good Lord.
No, he doesn't make me buy it, you know? He doesn't make me buy it.
Oh, he just lets you in on the...
Yeah. He's a good brother.
Somehow even more pathetic, but yeah, it's very sweet of your brother. He's an older brother, right?
Yes.
All right.
7 years.
He looks out for you. Okay, we got to play that. We've got some Brian Regan coming up next. I've got to get this clip. This clip is burning a hole in our bin, and he's so funny. And we've got the popcorn pick of the week coming up at 6:35 and some Brian Regan after a very short break. This is Pete Schwabit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. This happens periodically where we're closing up the show and we get a last minute text, and I don't like to leave people out. I'm an inclusive person. I like to think of myself as such. So Jim last night from the 920 sent us a text right toward the end of the show, in reference to 7,000 Apart, because last night we had Kat and the Hurricane on. That was a really fun interview with Kat. They were great. And then, they said they were opening or co-headlining probably or opening for 7,000 Apart in Menasha. And Jim sent a text saying their last show is at Waverly Beach in Menasha. This is 7,000 Apart on Saturday night. Then it's time to fly home to Sweden. Jim is a fan.
Yeah.
He knows that. Like he knows their schedule.
I mean, how could you not be a fan?
Well, they're great. Yeah. I'm a huge fan too, but I thought that was really cool. And sorry, we missed that text last night. Jim, from the 608. That's not for us. That's a political text I'm not going to read. All right. So our question tonight is, what movie that you liked that doesn't have a sequel do you think should have a sequel? I said The Outsiders. Conrad says, was it Green Lantern?
Green Lantern, yes.
All right. So we would love to hear from you, whatever you think. And we have to play this clip. All right. So Brian Regan is one of my favorite comedians. He's hilarious. I've had the pleasure. I worked with him for 2 weeks in a row back in the mid-90s, and then we just kind of lost touch. Now he's this huge star, and he is so, so funny, and he's clean. And I don't care if a comic is clean or dirty, as long as they're funny. If you're dirty or you're risque or you swear, that's fine if you're funny. I don't automatically judge people because they don't wear clean. But Brian Regan does, and he's great at it. And he is just such a naturally funny guy. And I found this clip last week. I've been holding on to this. This is Brian Regan talking about how unsafe irons are and ironing boards like only he can.
Look at an iron and an ironing board. Can you imagine getting that approved in today's safety conscious world? What did you want to get an approval on? I call it an iron and an ironing board. I want to have like a surfboard shaped device about this high, and I want to support it with two thin crisscrossing poles so the center of gravity is precariously high, so the slightest nudge would be sure to topple it. Then I want to put a big hot metal thing on the top of that with water the temperature of lava oozing out the sides and dripping off the board for burn wounds. I want one side to be a white hot heat for scarring. I want the sheer weight to be able to cause blunt force trauma. And I want the whole thing to come to a point for puncture wounds. It just seems a little unsafe for adults. I'm not finished. I want a wire coming down so you get the toddlers involved.
Thank you very much.
One of these days, I will get Brian on this show.
That would be so fun.
I'm not name dropping, but I'm working on a project that he is related to, which he would be the main guy in. But I haven't talked to him about it through a conduit, another guy who's sort of orchestrating the executive producer. So I would love, once I do reconnect with him, I am going to beg him to be on this show. He's so popular. He's one of the best comics working, in my opinion, one of the best comics of all time. But he is outstanding. And that's a great, but that's just a perfect example of his comedy. Great stuff. Very observational. Do people use ironing boards anymore or irons?
The last time you go into a hotel room, you'll see them there. I think that's the last time I've seen one.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't think I've seen one in a house in a long time.
I can't remember anything I've worn being ironed. Maybe my first communion suit. 40 years ago, but it's crazy. And sometimes like even a shirt, like this shirt I'm wearing now is not completely wrinkle free, but it's passable. I think standards change, but oftentimes I'll go out and my wife will be, you can't wear that shirt. It's too wrinkly. Let me spray some water on it. Like that's our version of ironing. You just some light water and then and it works. So, all right. So we need to talk about Dave Grohl.
Yes.
I don't understand like what, you know, the guy had an affair or something. I'm not judging anything. I don't know anything about his life. I just know his music and that's how I judge him. But, you know, according to him or the way he is dealing with this, the woman got pregnant. She had the baby. He's like, I'm going to be there for the child. He also has three daughters with this Jordan Blum he's been married to since like, you know, the early 2000s. It's not a good situation. And I heard on one of these sites I read for showbiz stuff that he or she is hiring a divorce lawyer, so maybe they'll get divorced. I don't know. One of the biggest rock stars in the world. But, you know, he's just saying what he needs to say. He doesn't really owe the public anything. He's just said, I'm going to love the child. I'm going to take care of the child. Boom. That's all we need to hear from Dave Grohl. But now they're posting. Did you see this? Some woman posted a picture of a baby and wrote this long verbiage under the picture saying, oh, he's got his father, or she's got his, it's a woman, it's a girl, a daughter. She's got her father's nose and the way it crinkles and her eyes. First of all, it's a baby. It doesn't look like anybody except other babies. It doesn't look like Dave Grohl. It was singing Everlong and it was pretty good. But other than that, but I'm like, what is the matter with people? Like, she wants some anonymous attention from people she doesn't even know. And to pretend for a few minutes that she's the mother of Dave Grohl's out-of-wedlock baby girl?
Was it
so weird.
Where was that? Was that on Twitter or Instagram?
I think it was the New York.
Where did that girl post that?
Oh, she posted it. I believe it was on Instagram.
Okay.
Here, the post reads, my sweet Roxy Junie Grohl. Being your mama has already been the most incredible experience of my life. Cuckoo! Every day I fall more in love with you and this new role. Your daddy was by my side through the entire pregnancy. She should be locked up. See, and then there's a long PS. It's just this terrible. And she like hashtag Dave Grohl. Hoping he sees it, I guess. Oh, it made me want to vomit. I do not know what. Get your head out of social media and live your life. It's so sad.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what people want is just attention on either Instagram or Twitter, both of those, whatever they can do.
I mean, yeah. And look, I've been known to post a few topless pictures of myself on various social media outlets, but that one really threw me. That was so crazy. All right, Miss Harbor Cities is here at 7:05. Jenna Watkins, she's great. We're going to enjoy talking to her. Al Petrelli, the musical director and guitarist for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is here at 7:35. And coming up in just a few minutes after Civic Media's award-winning news that will keep you informed, it's our popcorn pick of the week. And Sandy's Popper, Tom from Sandy's Popper, will join us in just a few minutes. Oh, you got the Sanford and Son going. I love it.
Yep.
Are we already out of time in this segment?
Oh, yeah.
Why does time go so fast when I'm talking about
David Grohl
out of wedlock babies? I don't get it. We got to talk about this movie too, K-Man, because Roger Rittenhouse was on the show and recommended Rebel Ridge.
I've never seen it.
It's good. It's new. It's on Netflix. It's like most Netflix movies are like, this is good. We'll talk about it. But coming up next is our popcorn pick of the week. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. This is fast becoming one of my favorite segments of the week because I love popcorn, and as you all know, I love movies, and the two go hand in hand. It is America's favorite movie snack. So we've taking the liberty of inviting various popcorn makers onto the show to talk a little bit about their product and give us their popcorn pick of the week. And this week, I'm proud to feature Sandy's Popper in Kenosha. And Tom joins us. He is one of the employees there. And I want to say he's one of the owners or soon to be owners. Tom, did I get that right? Oh, we can't. I think you might be muted, Tom. There you go.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great. It's great to have you. Welcome to Nightlight.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, our pleasure. So how did I get that right? You are one of the owners of Sandy's Popper?
Yes. So my name is Tom, and I am actually the owner of, or the owner's son of Sandy's Popper. My mom, her name is Sandy, and the business got named after her after it got started.
Very nice. And how long has Sandy's Popper been in business? How long have you guys been slinging it down there in Kenosha?
Yeah. So Sandy's Popper has had a storefront since May of 2008.
Okay. Nice.
We started off doing some markets, Harbor Market of downtown Kenosha. And we started off doing that. My parents did. They bought two gas popper wagons, which were being sold on eBay. They saw the two poppers at a car show, and the owner wanted to sell them as a set. And my parents thought this would be a great thing to do for fun while they had just retired. So they were doing some farm shows for Case tractors, and it kind of grew from there after they were doing the Harbor Market of downtown Kenosha.
Very nice. So what was your mom doing before she got into the popcorn racket?
Well, she actually had a cleaning business. and with my aunt, her sister, they would clean houses and different places around Kenosha. And then my mom kind of retired from doing that, being on her hands and knees, and passed it down to my wife, Emily. And so Emily, she is currently doing the cleaning business, along with doing some of the popcorn part of it. So she'll be doing a lot more as we slowly take over. So
nice. Conrad, am I having deja vu, or did we, was one of our other popcorn places, didn't they segue from a cleaning business into the popcorn biz?
They did, yes. It was, I believe, clothing or something?
No, it was cleaning. That's so crazy, Tom, because, like, I don't know what it is. I assume that means you have, like, the cleanest store in Kenosha, though.
It is, yeah. we strive really hard to keep everything clean because we are cooking and we're making all of our popcorn flavors in-house. Everything is freshly made there. So we want everything to be clean as you come in and see it. Nice. You know, and yeah, so it's something we try our best to do to, you know, we love Kenosha and the downtown, and we want to make it the best we can for everyone that, you know,
that's
this.
So great. It sounds like you're a staple there too, being there since 2008. I mean, that's a pretty good run so far. And it sounds like it's just so you might have already answered this, Tom, but what makes your popcorn so special? Other than the cleanliness of your store, why is your popcorn so good? What's your secret, or what makes your popcorn so good?
Well, the secret is that we start from the seed, the kernel, and we have like three different seeds, but we also have a coconut oil, and we like to go a little heavy on the coconut oil. It's good for you. We use pure coconut oil, and we use like a white pure coconut oil, and people just love the flavor of it. But it all starts from there, from the oil in the seed. And then when we add our special touches, when we make the caramel corn, we have a buttery flavored coconut oil. Doesn't actually have butter in it. Some people can't do the dairy, you know, they want to be gluten free. And then we have we go from using like fresh sugars and stuff like that,
I love that
in our machines.
I love that. And it's something about the sugar when you have really good caramel corn or kettle corn. I never thought sugar, like, you always associate popcorn with like salt, easy on the salt, more salt, whatever. But the first time I tasted kettle corn, really good kettle corn, was probably 25 years ago. And I'm like, this is one of the best foods I've ever eaten. Like, it's just a perfect mix of sugar and salt. And it's just great. What do you guys have? Like, what are some of your flavors that you offer?
Okay, yeah. So as far as flavors, we could start with, we have a total of about 85 to 100.
Oh my gosh.
Now this is, yeah, so this isn't at all times. Right now we have at least probably 50 flavors in the store. Wow. So those are like our most popular ones that we're always just constantly going through. But everything is made in small batches. So when we make one batch, we get maybe 15 little 32 ounce bags, and it's not much, but it's enough to where we can make another batch 2 or 3 days later, and it's going to be as fresh as possible. But the flavors consist of, for caramel corn, the popular flavors are like, mousse mix, which is, caramel corn made with, dark chocolate and cashews. That's like a popular staple, along with the turtle mix, which is made with the pecans, the caramel, and the dark chocolate drizzle. And the dark chocolate drizzle is more of like a semi-sweet. To me, it tastes a little bit like milk chocolate. Everyone likes the dark chocolate, so I recommend that, give it a try first. And yeah, it'll definitely change your mind. And then we also have like a smoky habanero sea salt, caramel corn with the dark chocolate drizzle. And wow. Then there is a couple other flavors. There's a coffee flavored caramel corn, but that one has like a white chocolate drizzle. So there's different options. Jeez. But we also take suggestions. A lot of people want to make a special order, or they have a flavor that they came up with, and I will just give it a try. We're willing to do anything, but it's all about what the customer feels and the kind of flavor they want. And so, and also goes for like our yellow cheddar popcorn is the second most like favorite, because we have so many savory varieties. There's a lot of spicy flavors, picante ranch.
Nice.
And then there's Bayou Bounty that has a like 14 different spices in it. So it's kind of savory and spicy. But yeah, the list just goes on, because we also do fruit flavors. We do a lot of seasonal flavors for fall. Right now we're throwing out the pumpkin spice pecan. And then there's also apple walnut spice. And I could talk about popcorn all day, but.
I can sense the passion in your voice. Yeah. Like, you keep going from one to the other. That's so great. We just got a text. This is great. Sherry checks in. She says, "Hi, Pete and Conrad. I love popcorn." All right. Well, Sherry, check it out. It's Sandy's Popper in Kenosha. I assume you guys have people can order it online, Tom?
Yes. Yeah.
Where would they do that?
Order it online. Well, we do have like a spot for ordering locally, that we do local deliveries. But we also do, if you want to get something shipped out, it's on the website. We are working some more stuff out with it, but you are able to just call the store, and I can walk you through that and help you out.
I think if you just give us the web address on the website, that would be fine.
The sandyspopper.com, and we're also on Instagram and Facebook, and you can send us a personal message too. A lot of people do that when they want to order something.
My guest is Tom Hawes. He works and is a part owner of Sandy's Popper in Kenosha. He's joining us tonight to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. I love that you said you make little bags, Tom, too, because isn't it great?
Yes.
Or is it great when a business, when people come in and go, "Oh, I want that Fruit Loops popcorn," or whatever, and you say, "Oh, we're sold out of it." That kind of increases demand, doesn't it? Does it make people think they need to get there earlier next time? Does that help?
It does. Usually, depending on how the day is, I try and fit in whatever I can. Some people come from out of town, and if we happen to run low on the flavor or they want a larger size, I try and accommodate them by trying to make it that day, or maybe they could come back in an hour.
Wow, that's great.
So, when we take orders, we just we tell people, at least a day or two if they're doing a large one.
Yeah.
A small one, I try to do it on the spot. It
That's
might take
really
a little
cool.
while, but you're getting a fresh popcorn, and we do these snack bags. So I also tell people, hey, if you're thinking about us, you're on the road and you want to order some popcorn, or you're flying through town, you can call us ahead, and it gives us time to help you out with what flavor or something you're interested in, or we can get that put together in a box and have it shipped out.
So. Made to order. I love it. That's so great.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So Tom, I think we're getting down to that point where it's almost time for our pick. You're a movie fan, I assume?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got a pick for us?
I got one movie kind of in my head. It's,
you don't have to say it yet. Hold on. We're going to do a little build up here. We got a little drum roll. Sure. It's time for the Nightlight popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you please. Tom, go.
Okay, the movie Chef.
Chef? Oh, great movie.
Yes.
That's a great movie with John Favreau.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not really good at pronouncing his last name, but yeah, he is the main guy that kind of stood out to me, and kind of similar stuff that he went through, but it's just, it's just a great experience, what people go through in the food industry and going from like the restaurant to a food truck. Everyone always tells me, because I like to cook on the side, besides doing popcorn, it's my favorite thing to do, cook at home. They said, you need a food truck, you know?
Yeah.
But so there's so much out there, but that movie is just, it's kind of an inspiration. I haven't seen it in a while, so I need to maybe watch it later. You know?
It's worth a rewatch, because I've seen it like 1.5 times. It's so good, and it makes, it's one of those movies, you're right, it's a food movie, it makes you hungry. Like, the food scenes are great. Scarlett Johansson's in it. They have a romance going. That is a great movie and a great popcorn pick of the week. Tom, thanks so much for your time tonight. Yeah, best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know, best of luck taking over Sandy's Popper. I wish you luck.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime.
Appreciate it.
We'll do it again. All right. Have a great night, Tom.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
You too. Check out Sandy's Popper at sandyspopper.com. You can order popcorn. It sounds great. That moose popcorn sounded ridiculously good. So I think you should order. You should buy that for me, Conrad. You should get me some moose popcorn. It's the least you can do.
All right.
You know, I want to talk about Chef, too, when we come back, because there's a great scene in that movie. That is a really good pick. And thank you to Tom Hawes and Sandy's Popper for helping us with our popcorn pick of the week. When we come back, after a very short break here, we'll talk a little bit about Chef and Coke-flavored Oreos. They're taking over my life here in the studio. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've seen her dressed in blue. See the sky in front of you. And her face is like a sail. Why so fair and pale? Have you seen her?
So, Jim from Appleton says, a movie without a sequel that could use one. Limitless. Actually, with a name like that, Jim, you could just make never-ending sequels. Just like The Never-Ending Story. They could be just, it doesn't end. You keep going. Yeah, I have not seen Limitless, but that's the, I think that's the Brad Cooper movie, right? You seen that one, Conrad?
I have not seen it.
Let's go to the IMDb. I think that's a Brad Cooper movie, and I have not seen it, and I want to. I have not seen that,
yes.
And I have not seen Silver Linings Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh, that
and
one's
Bradley
great.
Cooper. I know. I have. You know what I just saw recently, a few nights ago, was because I had only seen parts of it, was The Shape of Water, a movie from 2017 that won Best Picture. And I think it caught people off guard then, and they thought, we all have to love this because it's a DiGiarmo film. And it's like, it was so weird, though, like watching it just like 6-7 years later, I was like, this is so silly. It's like this creature that this woman who is mute falls in love with. Del Gormo, what was I saying? And it's just, the creature is strange, and I just, it was so odd. So I watched it, and I paid for it. I was like, all right. And I kind of already had the gist of the movie, and I had seen it. I don't get it, I have to say. I do not get The Shape of Water. But Limitless, I'm going to check out, and Silver Linings Playbook. Those are on my list. I have to see those. That was fun. That was a good popcorn pick of the week. And Chef is a great movie.
Yes.
John Favreau, Scarlett Johansson, I think he gets fired, right, from a restaurant, and then he buys a food truck. He has to go to his ex, like, for a loan.
I just love the movie, how it shows a lot of different emotions in it. Because you got comedy in it, but then you also got some parts where he's really sad and goes through, you know. So I really enjoy that movie as well.
Yeah, and there's one scene where he's, Scarlett Johansson kind of gets, I don't know if I want to say turned on or just enticed or, you know, kind of in orbit around him when he cooks. She loves when he cooks, and he makes a grilled cheese. And the way they shoot him making the grilled cheese makes you want to go to your kitchen and make a grilled cheese. And you wouldn't do it as well as they're doing it in a movie. But she, like, bites into it, and you hear this crunch,
oh,
and she's like, oh, man.
if I could get the perfect crisp on every single grilled cheese I make, I wish.
There you go. That's all you eat. But the movie was a little strange. I remember thinking, I, overall, I really liked it, but I remember thinking he had to go for a loan to his ex-wife. And I remember I had a problem with that. I'm like, wait a minute, this guy's got money. That was a little, it seemed like a little manufactured drama like there. And I think they could have addressed that better, but I'm nitpicking. It's a good film. And thank you to Tom Hawes and Sandy's Popper. That's a great popcorn pick of the week. I saw this movie. I actually have a few minutes left to go. Rebel Ridge. And Roger Rittenhouse recommended it when he was here, I think on Tuesday night. And the way he kind of sold it, or I just probably misinterpreted it, I thought it was a series. But I looked it up last night, and it's a film. And it's, I just have a few minutes to go. I was so tired. I said, I don't want to finish this right now because I'm really enjoying this. But I recommend that. If something happens with the end and it's a total catastrophe, I'll tell you. But it's getting like a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's well acted. It's kind of got, it's like an action drama. So they kind of underplay a lot of stuff. It's not like this, I love my country, and then you kill 1,000 guys like a Sylvester Stallone movie or something. It's just like this protagonist is kind of soft-spoken, and Don Johnson plays the bad guy, and he's really good. I have not seen him in a movie in a long time, but he's good. And the guy from The Office, I can't remember his name, David Denman. He plays Pam's fiance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did a great stint on Bosch as a bad guy, as a serial killer. He was in Mayor from East Town on HBO. He was really good in that. He's a really good actor. I don't think they used him. They probably should have used him more on The Office. And then this lead actor is a guy named Aaron Pierre, and he is the voice of Mufasa in the new Lion King prequel that's coming out. And he's really good. He's like kind of this badass, but soft-spoken, and it's good. I recommend that too. If I owned a popcorn store and I was a guest on my own show, that would be weird, but that's what I might recommend tonight. So.
So, honest opinions on those Coke Oreos?
Yeah. I want to say I hate them, but I've had five. And it's just one of those things. It's like the hot dog water that ended up being an April Fool's prank. But these Oreos, there is a Coke flavor. They're Coke flavored Oreos. Just when you think, you know, and I think the fact that we have Coke flavored Oreos, that's probably why the terrorists hate us. But, you know, they have like this, like, I think the thing I like about them is they kind of have a hint of Coke. Then there's the joy of the Oreo. And then you have like that, what is it called? Pop Rocks, the candy.
Yeah.
You put them in your mouth and they pop. It has that, like that lingering after effect. All of a sudden your mouth is popping. It's like an experience eating one of those.
Well, whoever brought those in, thank you.
Thank you and no thank you. Was it Jim and John?
I don't know.
The morning guys?
Well, I gave her the studio. There was there. I was like, interesting, because today I went to the store and I saw the opposite of it. I saw a Coke.
Oh, yeah.
Oreo flavored Coke.
See, I don't think I could do that.
No, I was like, okay, I have to try it.
Yeah, and you could have one Oreo that is Coke flavor and go, I don't like this, and swallow it and you're done. You open a Coke, it's like 30 sips. It's like, I got to muscle this down or I'm out a dollar, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't good. The Oreo, like, is just so, like, overpowering over everything in it.
In the drink?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Wow. Do they have double stuff, Coke, Oreo flavor?
I hope not.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine, like, if Jim and John and Todd were here this morning eating Coke-flavored Oreos, that would be horrible at 6 o'clock in the morning. But maybe somebody brought them as a gift. Who knows? All right, so our question of the night is, what movie that you liked that doesn't have a sequel do you think should have one? Tell us a movie you think should have a sequel. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jenna Watkins is here at 705. She is Miss Harbor Cities and judged at Sputnik Fest with me last week. We did we were judges along with another really nice guy named Craig who worked for a radio station in Manitowoc. And it was fun. And the costumes were great. The kids were cute. Jenna kind of played point because she was wearing a tiara. Thought she was so big. Craig and I did not have tiaras on. Amanda's daughter or son won. Did I tell you that, Conrad? We talked about that, right?
He got second place, right?
Second place, yeah. He got a participation award. That's the kind of thing that could catapult him later in life. It all started when he won that costume contest at Sputnik Fest. All right, so Jenna will be here at 7:05. Then at 7:35, Al Petrelli, the musical director and guitarist from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're coming through Wisconsin, and we're going to talk about that, too. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
When did I fall? I wanna-